Chances are when Nashville foodies think about goats, they don't exactly imagine a succulent steak. But a local university says the number of people who see goat meat as a staple in their diet is growing, and their research can help local farmers step in to fill the demand. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Richard Browning points out a few strays from his herd as we walk through the Tennessee State University pastures. He rattles a bucket of food, but the goats do their best to avoid us. We attract some new friends instead. Since 2002, Browning has run one of the most comprehensive goat meat research studies in the nation. Goats are actually one of the most consumed animal meats in the world, though their popularity in the U.S. is just now rising. Browning says mostly it's due to a growing population of ethnic groups settling down in America.
So when those individuals immigrate to the U.S., they bring their dietary habits with them.
He says other Americans are also starting to add goat to their diet. It is a much leaner, low cholesterol type of red meat. U.S. farmers have not been able to keep up with the demand.
We import every year the equivalent of over 1 million goats.
As a result, there's been a renewed interest from local producers and small farmers to get into the goat game. But there are a lot of different types of goats, each requiring different climates, feeding, and care, though little research has been done. When goats last became popular in the mid-90s, Browning says some farmers made a hefty investment.
People were spending $5, $10, $20, $50,000 per goat to raise them.
So far, TSU has identified a number of breeds that are better for production in the Southeast. Earlier this year, Browning's team won a $500,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to continue their studies. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.